The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. It's called living with your other half. It is the subject of this morning's Daily Dilemma. Hey, Niall, Vinny and Trish.
Hello.
Hey, Shona.
Hi.
My girlfriend is driving me mad. We moved in together 2 months ago. All's good. She's great. I feel there's a but coming here.
Yeah.
But there you go. It's become clear we disagree on a few things and I'm struggling to get through to her. Here's the deal. I work hard during the day and I like my space. I've always been a creature of habit. So in the evening, I like an hour or two to myself to watch TV on my own. So we have a TV in the living room and there's one in the study. I did this on purpose so I could have my quiet time. Anyway, she's not having it. She insists on coming into my room and says that considering we both watch some of the same shows, it makes sense to watch them together. It does not make sense. I want my own space for some of the evening. Is this unreasonable? Please tell me how I can make her see where I am at. Help a guy out, it says.
I kind of feel like you haven't said anything to her.
Like, all I can hear is, look, guys all around Southeast this morning looking at their radios and going, yep.
It's yep. Not just guys.
Yep.
Girls like their own space too. There's nothing nicer than coming home after work and just being able to just relax and not have to talk to anybody, not have to see anybody for a little while. I think there are people who just like their own space, male or female.
Yeah. But what if you're living with somebody who doesn't get that?
But I think you have to say it to that person and say it like, I don't think he's getting his message across. She probably just thinks, well, if the program is on, which anybody would think, let's just watch it together. But how about you actually say what you feel? Just say, look, I actually do need a few minutes of, or maybe a couple hours of just me time. Yeah. I don't think anybody in a relationship would be, you know, would think that's a horrible thing to ask for.
But she thinks, because we're watching the same shows anyway, let's just watch it together.
I just think if you get inside her head, she sees that this as a reflection of their relationship and that he doesn't want to spend time with her. Because as you say, he hasn't probably said out to her, this is what I need. Do you know what I mean? I don't think you're being unreasonable. At the same time, you are in a relationship now. Things do change. I'm like Trish. I like to come home and sit on the couch on my own. I don't want to talk to Tom. No. But
for a while, we just had.
But having said that, there is a level of compromise. So maybe have your hour to yourself where you switch off and then maybe join forces. Because if you don't spend any time with her in the evening, of course she's going to be like, well, are you into me at all? Like, I think there has to be a little bit of, like, you know, spending time together. You can't just come in from a day's work and go, I'll see you at the weekend.
This guy knows that and he's probably put this across in the email. He just wants that hour to himself, maybe in the evening time.
Yeah, just when he's watching his program. And you can say that. I think when you're watching your TV or whatever and it is in the separate room, so you do have that luxury of saying, can we just have a couple hours? I just want to watch this, babe. Yeah. She's not, if you're in a relationship and you moved in, I don't think she sounds unreasonable. She'll understand.
Well, I mean, she is coming in and sitting there when he's clearly
because
made
she doesn't know.
But she's not getting it. This is what I'm saying.
He's kind of made it obvious, though, and in that he's purposely put another TV in another room, which is kind of saying, that's yours, this is mine. But, like, you have to come together at some point for, a cup of tea and a chat.
So she is being unreasonable right
now. No, but I also think if the same programs are on that we are watching together, you would automatically think we could watch it together. Like, if I'm watching, I don't know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and you are watching it too, you would think, oh, let's just watch it together. So that's reasonable for her to say.
Yeah.
But you need to be the one to say, look, I just want to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians on my own for a couple hours and that's it.
Maybe you could rearrange your viewing so that any shows that you are watching together, well, then put that aside for a time when you're going to be on the couch at the same time and get anything else out of the way that you want to watch on your own. Also, have you tried locking the door?
Ah, Vinny. You cannot lock the door in a house that you share with your girlfriend who you're supposed to love. God, this is
it's a big keep out sign on the door. Why not?
This is a pure example of, here's the teething problems that happen when you move in with somebody and you really get to know them. But I think, like Trish said, you just need to be straight with her and say what you think.
I tell you, if you listen to Vinny this morning and you lock
that door, you're dead man.
You will not have a relationship for very long.
Well, I mean,
she's going to be thinking, why are you locking me out?
No. No. Don't listen to that advice.
No.
Okay. Well, if there is any more advice you want to give, well, then let us know.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Would you lock the door? Would you buy a keep out sign? Boys only or whatever else it is. 085 1029 103. Beat 102 103. Advice already pouring in for this morning's Daily Dilemma. You've moved in with your other half. You'd like that hour or two to yourself in the evening time when you come home after a hard day's work. But they don't see it that way. They want to sit on the couch, be together all the time, watch the same shows. Yeah, people are feeling this emailer's pain this morning. We'll get to your advice after Sam Smith is next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Watch whatever you're in the mood for on Now TV.
So this morning's Daily Dilemma is from a guy who's moved in with his girlfriend. 2 months ago they moved in together and he's finding it hard to get through to her that he'd just like an hour to himself in the evening when he comes in from work. They have two TVs. He has a TV in the study, which seems to be his little kind of retreat. But she doesn't get, you know, leaving him off to himself. She'll come in and she'll want to sit with him and watch the TV shows that they both watch. Even, you know, let's watch them at the same time. Because that makes sense in her head. Well, he just wants the time to his own.
She just wants to cuddle up with her boo.
Oh, God. 085-1029-103. Sandy, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, have you been in this position or do you have any advice to give?
Well, we have one sitting room and we've one television and that's it because I won't put a television in the kitchen or bedrooms or anything like that.
Yeah, okay. Well.
But I think if they're only 2 months in and they're living together, he should be able to speak to her about anything and vice versa. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's very important if you have, no matter what job it is, it doesn't have to be a stressful job, that you come home and you're able to chill out. Mm. And just say to her, look, give me an hour.
Yeah.
Give me 1 hour's worth of tennis or snooker or feckin' EastEnders or whatever it is. Obviously, there's loads of other programs available on television. But yeah, I tend to do that because it's going to get very resentful. It's going to get hateful. And there's going to be no coming back to us. And to be honest, she probably has no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that this is the way he's thinking because he's not obviously said it to her.
But is body language important here though, Sandy? Is body language here important that you just withdraw into yourself?
Yeah, because I think if he's sitting down, it's not quality time together anyway because he's resenting the fact that she's sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think,
you know what I mean? And
The fact that he said at the start, like, he's into her, he really likes her, this is just something that he needs for himself.
But he needs to be honest with her.
Absolutely.
Like, that's my point. If they've made the commitment
of
moving in together and living together, then surely he has to be able to talk to her about everything.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
I mean, that's not a serious issue.
No.
What's going to happen if a huge issue comes up, like?
Yeah.
Is he just going to bottle that away as well?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would just sit her down and say, do you know what, Don? I would just love, when I come in from the evening, don't get me wrong, you go off on your computer or go on social media or do what you do. Just give me 1 hour in the den on my own just to chill out and get my head together, because genuinely when I come home I need that hour for me. That's my hour. I'm busy all day in work and I just need that chill out time.
If you want this relationship to work,
listen, Sandy, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the call this morning. Sound advice,
have a great day, guys.
Bye, you too, Sandy.
Bye. Other texts coming in. Oh, yeah, I'd say she likes talking during the shows, asking questions. That drives me insane, says the texter. And one more. Agree with Trish. This isn't a male or female thing. I think we know that. It's a human thing. Some people like more space than others. Communication is key here, to talk to her. What if your other half said to you, though, leave me alone for an hour. Just give me the hour. Is that kind of, he doesn't want to be with me?
No,
or
no, because if you've worked a long day and you just want that time where you don't have to talk to anybody, you don't have to explain yourself, you just want to switch off and then come back and say, hey, I'm ready now, you're getting the best of me.
I think that's okay.
Even on my day off, I don't want to talk to anybody. Yeah. Sometimes you just don't want to talk. And I think if you're in a loving, functioning relationship, that the person understands that you're not being mean and you're not being selfish. You just want me time.
Yeah.
And it's good for your own mental health. So say it. Yeah. You know, before you go off the rails and start shouting at her.
Still think it's worth getting a keep out and locking the
doors.
No. Okay.
That just sends the wrong message completely.
You'll be put in the doghouse then.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could go to the doghouse and stay there. Maybe she won't follow you out. out to the back. Final text, welcome, 085 102 9103. Beat 102 103. One final text on the Daily Dilemma. My husband is the very same every day. It does my head in because we have kids and I have had them all day, and then when he comes in they all want to tell him how their day was. Every day at 5 is an argument over this. How will it go when they have kids? They're a little less reluctant on letting people have space.
That's different. I do think if you are, you know, a stay at home parent, you deserve more time, I think, than even the parent that's going to work, because it's tough.
It's intense, I'd say.
Yeah, so he needs to be more reasonable. He needs to give you a little bit of time to yourself.
Definitely.
As well.
To come in and bring the kids off.
Yeah.
Maybe,
or even just like,
or let her
just
off.
She's been there all day, and she probably wants communication. She probably wants to talk about her day once. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be more respectful of that. If you're listening, whoever you are,
Adult communication is key, as well as communicating
after a long
with your kids.
Day.
Too true.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.